Welcome to the usability testing of for UNC Charlotte admission and financial aid website. This session will last for approximately 10 minutes. We'll perform some tasks based on wireframes, which I'm showing to you right now. Please think aloud as you go through the website and complete the tasks given so that we can easily understand your thought process. Also note that there's nothing right or wrong in this testing. So please use the website the way you normally navigate when browsing through the internet. And do you give consent for me to record the audio for this interview?
Yes.
Thank you. So I'll start with the first task now. Imagine you're in the homepage of UNC Charlotte admission website. I want you to navigate to the application form which you must fill. During this process, I even want you to check the application deadline so that you get to know when you'll have to submit the application. So please proceed ahead with that and let me know what you're doing.
Okay.
So first task is to get to the application page. What would you do if you want to go to the application page?
I would just click on the admissions link and then it gives me options for early admissions, transfer students, continuing students, and international students. And there's also an undergraduate sec. So to go to admissions, I click on the admissions, and when I click on the early admissions, I can see the undergraduate section of it. Well, on the page, I would click on the apply right now button. And then it takes me to another page where I will start filling the details to apply for the, to complete my application.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so for the next task, what would you do if you want to see like the deadlines of your application? What would you do?
So there's an important dates tab where I click on it and it shows me the application, when the application opens, when it's due, and when the financial deadlines are due, and when we would get a response, and when the international deadlines are due. So I would just click on them to see which category I fall in and which deadlines I need.
Okay, so moving on to the second task. So now imagine that you are back, you're getting back to your application form. You're done with it. You're done with a few of the fields. Imagine you're in financial aid application form and application page, and you're trying to fill up the application. You're stuck in a field. You're unsure on what to fill, whether you're right or wrong, whether you're giving the right information. What would you exactly do in this situation?
So here there are like some templates and examples and a video on how you fill an application. And there are also some like nice helpful hints on the side that like help me realize like what exactly I need to fill and what type of information that I need to fill. So following these, I can fill out my application without contacting another person or someone on my own.
Okay. So let's go to the task 3 now. Let's say you don't figure out on what to fill in a particular field, no matter what. And you're like, even after looking at the hints, let's say you're not able to figure it out what you'll have to do. What will you do in this scenario? What would you try doing?
So there's also a support forum where I can post like questions in the community of people who are filling an application in this particular university. And there are also some frequently asked questions that a lot of people have asked. So I can refer to those and ask questions. So someone who's like, who knows how the application, or someone who works in the university, can guide me and help me through it in the real time. So I don't have to wait for an email or something. So I will use these resources to fill out my application.
Okay, so what would you exactly prefer in this case? We have like two options here. One's where you can post questions in the community or look at the FAQs and find your question, basically troubleshoot for your issues. Or the other option is to have a live chat option. You have a live chat option and you can ask the community support directly through live chat and get your response quickly, anytime soon. Or there are a few options to attend webinars as well. Like before filling out your application form, you can you can join the webinars and clarify your doubts, or attend the webinar and get to know what you'll have to do. So what would you prefer in this scenario?
I would prefer webinars, because as for the community forum, people might have like personal questions that they don't want like other people to know, or like personal information details that they can't put outside. So I think it's not going to be that useful for us. And as for the videos, there might be still some questions that are not mentioned in the video, so there is a chance that I might not know some information. So webinars are like really helpful, because we can ask like questions in real time and the person would answer them. It would be nice if they have like more frequent webinars, so we can join one and then we will get to know how to fill out these forms and applications.
Why do you think you would prefer webinars over live chat?
Well, as for the live chat, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like bots or something. Like a person might be on it for like a certain period of time. Like if I'm filling up my application at midtime at 2 o'clock, I'm pretty sure there's no one who's gonna be like available at that time to help me out. If we have like webinars, we might make some time for it, and then we can ask questions like whatever we have in the webinar. And the person who's doing it might be like a professional or someone who works in the university might tell me, instead of a bot answering me those questions.
Okay, great. So for the follow-up questions, how easy was it for you to navigate across the website compared to how it is right now, like the current website?
It's actually pretty easy to navigate here, because all the information that I need is just right on the website page, and I don't have to click like or open like so many different pages to get the information I need. So this is pretty good and easy to navigate.
Alright, so were there any other things which you were expecting while filling the application form or navigating through the website which would have made your job easier?
Not really. I think this looks good, and this is all the information we need when we are filling out an application. So I think this is good enough.
Alright, so that's about it for this interview. Thanks for your time and your opinion.
Oh, you're welcome.